This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Former President Jimmy Carter has leased 10 acres of his farm for more than 3,800 solar panels, which is sufficient to power the town of Plains, Georgia, where he lives. Center for Budget and Policy Priorities calculates that 2.8 million people with substance use disorders, including 220,000 with opioid disorders, have coverage under the Affordable Care Act. As the opioid epidemic continues to devastate communities nationwide, public health officials say the law has begun to make a critical difference in their ability to treat and rehabilitate people. Just 58% of the under 35-year-olds in Israel and just 41% of under 25s voted in the general election in 2013, compared with 88% of the over 55s. No other rich country has a bigger gap in turnout between 25s and 55s, though the next closest is Britain. A universal basic income proposal in India that would give each citizen 7,620 rupees or $113 per year, about a month's wages at minimum wage, would cut absolute poverty in the country from 22% to less than 0.5%. The proposal is now before the government. Canadian officials have noted a slight upsurge in refugees making the winter crossing from Minnesota across the open borders into Quebec and Manitoba. One-third of Dutch prison cells are vacant as crime has dropped and policy has shifted to rehabilitation. A dozen prisons have been converted to refugee centers. Some cells are rented out to Norway and Belgium. 78% of the women who voted for Trump were bothered to some extent by his treatment of women. Federal judge in Texas ruled against plaintiffs' objections to the Obama fiduciary rule that brokers have to look after the interests of their clients first before themselves. Unemployment dropped in 35 states in the fourth quarter of 2016, yet the African-American unemployment rate exceeds the white unemployment rate in every state where black unemployment rates can be computed. The black unemployment rate was highest in the District of Columbia, 13%. The white unemployment rate was highest in West Virginia, 5.3%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.